Welcome to the Dynasty Think Tank. I am Chad Parsons. He's Jordan McNamara. We share our research, experience, and acumen to build Dynasty winners and unlock ceiling outcomes. Now is the time to seek elite results. Big thoughts for the week as we rumble towards the NFL draft. And one of the big names, Mr. J.J. McCarthy. We talked about him a little bit on the After Hours show. But J.J. McCarthy, the Dynasty asset, we are actually talking about him and related to another few quarterbacks in the marketplace of import for the next 12 months. But in this instance, we're talking about him and what he could mean to Superflex rookie drafts. Him rising potentially could go as high as number two in the draft and looking more likely to be a top five pick with a trade up or maybe one of those natural spots up there than he was just a few weeks ago. What are your thoughts, Jordan, on the quote unquote, as we use the moniker all the time, riser during the prospect and Mr. Winner, J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be interesting where he goes. And, you know, we talked a lot about this on the premium side this week over on Patreon about him and about kind of how he fits in. I'll say this. I think if it's going to be four guys in the top like five picks, you know, and four in the top 10, I think is highly likely at this point. But if it's going to be four in the top, you know, five or six, like kind of in that Tua Herbert range, right, of the first round, it's going to make it really interesting about quarterback four in this class. That's, I think, my takeaway, right? Quarterback four is going to probably be a target in rookie drafts. It'll extend out into the mid to later first in a way that I think a running back will hit in that tier, because I think there will be a landing spot on day two from somebody that vaults them up a la it might even be a better version of the Clyde Edwards-Helaire thing, but if someone landed in Dallas, for example, I think that person's going to be a top eight rookie pick, right? And so I think you start looking in that range, and that's going to make that mid-first pretty darn interesting, especially if you think McCarthy's going to be there and you just say, hey, I'm going to take the quarterback, right? Like, push comes to shove, like, but okay, running back one of this class on day two or top 10 quarterback, you're taking the quarterback, right? Like, it doesn't matter who the person is, you take the quarterback.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people considered that Justin Fields class as the one that had so many quarterbacks up at the top. But, you know, if you remember, Justin Fields went at 11 overall, you know, fell a little bit. You had Mac Jones behind him. So really didn't have the same firepower as you just said, you know, four in the top 5 to 10, you know, in terms of quarterbacks generally don't fall, you know, those ones when you get later in the first round, you know, unless it's late in the round, the Lamar Jackson type scenarios, every once in a while you see a guy back there, but man, you know, the ones that fall into the teens, the Kenny Picketts, you know, like you have to be concerned about those scenarios because the NFL with trading opportunities to move up said, we generally pass, you know, and that's something to really look out for. And that's what makes this class, if you get a fourth option up there, pretty special. And you kind of mentioned what it does. It extends that window for your rookie drafts with Superflex. If you get some tight end premium in there, you add Brock Bowers, and you just have a lot of potential when you're adding that in, where you get another quarterback up in that range. And, you know, I mean, your odds in the mid first round to later first round increase of getting someone like Malik Nabers or Romo Dunze, even if you are looking at quarterback or one of the other positions. And like you said, where does a running back one or a good landing spot running back fit into that equation? It just opens up a lot of possibilities. And that's why, you know, I used to think it was 105, 106 was like the spot where you, at that point, you don't trade up. You know, like you are definitely inside the line. You know, when I was doing some dirty math a couple months ago, and now that's looking like it's higher. You know, it might be seven, it might be eight, where you say you kind of want to stay right there. I've seen a lot of people make offers where they're giving, you know, the secondary piece is way lower than that. You know, like it's 10, it's 11, it's 12. And so there's not a lot of reason to move down when that secondary piece might be 10 or 11, you know, or down the board like that. And then the other part is, you know, why trade up? You know, if you're sitting there right now at 105 and 106, why trade up? Like the profiles you're looking at, I mean, there are scenarios where like Romo Dunze falls out of the top 10, or maybe the running back, you know, is round three pedigree instead of round two, and it's not to Dallas. And like, you know, there's scenarios, but it's unlikely that all those things occur. So just a lot of times people get hedgy, and unless you're going to a certain spot, and I think, I don't know about you, Jordan, but I think 101 in non-superflex, one quarterback, the dinosaur format, is a different scenario because Marvin Harrison Jr. going top five or highly likely to do so is different than a wide receiver going in the top 10. And running back, you don't have to take that chance, and it's still a chance. It's not a round one running back going to Dallas or something like that. So I do think there is a separation there and there's a bigger gap. I'd be far more liberal in Superflex to be like, I got three. Okay, I got five. I got six. Like, all that sounds great. That sounds tremendous. I'm gonna like what I get. But if you're sitting at 104 and a one quarterback, you can't really feel as good, And I do think there's a gap from one to beyond. On that vein, another big thought this week. What landing spot do you think will move the needle most for an individual rookie player? All the range
Dallas
of
running back.
outcomes, Dallas running back.
Dallas running back.
Does it matter what round?
Day two.
Okay.
Day
So
two.
if it's round four, you think the market will not react as much? This is a
Well, I
good
think the
class for
market will
Dallas to wait.
react. I do think the market will react to it. I think if it's day three, you got to be careful of the
Right.
divine, a name that came up and hasn't come up in a while, thankfully, in my conversations, but came up on the Patreon side this week. That's the level that we went for our brief after-hour show that turned into an hour. Old school. Devontae Booker. Right, like the Kenneth Dixon, Devontae Booker, oh, landing spot. We're gonna elevate guy. Like, never, what's the rule? Never take a day three pick in the first round of a rookie draft, right? Never do that. And if you can
I
see
still think you
even
shouldn't go
avoiding
in the
that.
early second round too. I mean, I would extend it to say that did we not learn from Isaiah Spiller, who everyone liked? Oh, this is the guy that is not going to fall. He fell, and people still took him at like 202, 203. And it's like, don't, like, no,
Right.
just don't take that chance.
Yeah.
You want to get those guys in round three. That's what you really want to do. And it
Yes.
might mean you don't get your favorite guy or two, but it means you can get a lot of others. So you got to be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think
But
that's the
yeah,
big
so.
landing spot. The other one that's interesting to me that I kind of hate is the Jets are really high likelihood to take a tight end in this draft, is what the market says. They're plus 125 to take a tight end.
At any point
It, in the first round to take a tight end with their first
at
drafted
10.
player, yeah, which presumably is the first, that's presumably their odds to take Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
That horrifies me if I am a person that's invested in Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
I just can't, like, I can't get excited about Nathaniel Hackett, scheming up some stuff for Brock Bowers. They're the favorite to take him right now. I can't feel great about that. So I that's one where I look at that and I'm like, I see an open, what's our test for our tight ends? Can you be the second best player in a good offense? Like, the answer to that question is certainly yes for Brock Bowers. And that's certainly an open spot to do that with the Jets. I can't feel super excited about that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, the best time, like obviously Dallas running back makes a lot of sense, but when you talk about pass catchers, the equation you want is wide open depth chart, easy access to targets, but the hinge point is connection to a strong quarterback. And using that equation, the possibilities, I would say strongest quarterback that qualifies there would be Justin Herbert and the Chargers. And but you have the cloud of how much are they going to throw the ball, and the Jim Harbaugh factor, and all that of they could be super low volume, but you could say high market share, which could be very meaningful. The Giants pretty wide open, but questions at quarterback. Arizona probably the best blend of open targets versus Kyler Murray's good enough, so that might be the most realistic volume versus quarterback quality. All that. And obviously, that's a common projected spot for Marvin Harrison Jr. So kind of, wouldn't be too hard to project good results right out of the gate there for whatever that is. Denver, has some openings with wide receiver, questions at quarterback. Steelers, it's George Pickens and question mark, and then maybe not a super stable quarterback situation. So I don't know. I think it's a lot harder to say that other than a running back landing somewhere. Do you think other than Dallas, there's a spot that someone walks in and is the week one starter? Do you think the Chargers? I mean, we'll do running back roundup, and we'll kind of discuss. We'll throw in some of these angles. But do you think that a rookie in round, well, it'd be 37 overall. Let's say round three, the Chargers round three drafted running back would start over Gus Edwards week one? Probably not, is my view.
Probably not. They should. I
But by
would Gus
October,
Edwards
November?
wouldn't concern me if they
Right.
drafted someone in day three. Like I wouldn't lose any sleep about Gus Edwards if I liked that player.
Yeah.
So that's one.
That's the
Yeah,
biggest. I mean, the
probably
Giants
the
with Devin
Vegas would be
Singletary.
the other one.
What's the other one?
Vegas would
Vegas.
be one I could
Right.
see a guy coming in and just saying, go sit over there, Zamir White and Alexander
Yep.
Mattison. Cincinnati, I think, is a low key one to potentially
It's
draft a running back that
a
matters.
live bet, right?
Yeah. And by the way, that number is absolutely the line on Zach Moss is just falling apart already. It's just they posted it at 900 is the over under on his rushing total, and that's moved down to 850 already. So
You mentioned
that's
900 at the time, and I was like, really? That seems
yeah.
high.
Yeah, I went and I took out a second mortgage to bet the under on that. So yeah, so there's that. But yeah, I'm not super like I wouldn't put it past them to draft a running back would be my thought.
Yeah. But yeah, Raiders are a sneaky, interesting bet there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would guess Chargers, Raiders would probably be two of them, two of the short list. Okay.
Yep.
But yeah, Dallas is so screamingly two tiers above that with how it currently
Right.
sits. No disrespect to Rico Dowdle. Big Rico Dowdle fans. Hoping he gets through.
Is there a player that you hope that's like running back one of this class? If you're holding some Rico Dowdle shares, okay, we are collectively. Is there a running back in this class that you hope is running back one to Dallas, and that you're like,
And
okay, like
that
I can
fails.
compete against them? Yeah, like the Rico Dowdle's got a fighting chance in that scenario.
Well, I'm not the biggest Blake Corum fan, so like that would really continue that dialogue for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we know how this goes, right? Like it was that year where, oh my God, Jonathan Taylor could go to the Chiefs. And then it turns out to be Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and they just pull the rug out. So we know it can't, like whoever you're rooting for, it's not going to be that guy.
Right.
Whoever you want or think it could be, it's not going to be that guy.
Right.
They're going to go round, watch, they're going to go round three and they're going to go off script. And it's going to be like Marshawn Lloyd in round three. You watch Audric Estime. Like it's just, they're going to go completely off the board of the top three, four guys.
Yes. That'd be great. That'd be great. By the way, we need to make an honorable mention here about Damian Harris retiring. So we just
Yeah.
that needs to make the show. So
Life
we
moves.
don't need to
Life
say
moves
anything
fast.
more.
Happy
Just
trails.
happy trails, Damian Harris.
Yeah.
Damian Harris.
Alabama five star.
Yep.
All right. And then again, just a little data point. Give them a little nugget about something we discussed on the premium side this week on Dak Prescott.
Yeah, he might hit free agency. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Like the number's going to start with five. By the way, I think the we I'll just tease this and say we discussed the quality of their supporting cast, and I was astonished by how low it was. That'll be the end of what we say. Go check it out on the
Yes.
Patreon side.
Yes. It's us whack twisting our mustache about how the market is nonsensical now and how nonsensical it could become.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the
And
way,
we
Zach
did get to
Moss,
roll.
850 is the over under. It's down to -130 on the under.
As we're talking, like you remember that that Jim Carrey, what is it? Jim Carrey, Fun with Dick and Jane, like when they
Yeah.
show the live charts on TV.
Right.
Like as we're talking about it, it's like 8:46, 8:42.
Yeah. It's like the scene in The Big Short
Knock, knock.
where he's like, since you've been talking, the stock has gone down 22%. Like, how do you
Yeah.
feel about that? Like, I'm gonna buy some
Yeah.
more. Like, okay.
All right, so for trading this week, I thought we could roll a couple different rookie draft scenarios. So kind of in the vein of what we were talking about on After Hours and what we mentioned a little bit here. So let's talk about 101 in Superflex. So did they get enough in one for 101 in Superflex? We got 101 for 102 and 110.
No.
They didn't get enough.
I don't think they got enough because I would sit there and I would say my 101 is a ticket to like going up, right? I don't think as you sit here right now, you don't know if 110's inside a good line, right? I just there's other things I'd rather do with 101. Trade you could put it in a package for somebody, like at some point someone will trade 101. We'll trade Mahomes for a 101 package. Like that's gonna happen. Like I just you give up the potential that that happens. So I would sit and wait on 101, and I would go up, and I wouldn't go down.
Yeah, 102, sorry, 110. The problem with 110 is the best case scenarios could be a round three running back, a first round wide receiver like say AD Mitchell or something like that, or maybe it's a round two drafted Michael Penix or something, like in the Will Levis kind of air of they quote unquote fell, but they got a soft landing spot. They should see time. Like that's probably that one of those is probably your best case scenario at 110.
Right.
And
And
that's
like let's
not
play this out at
enough.
102 for a second. Like there's a real chance that the second pick in the draft is JJ McCarthy. If that's the case, I don't think you feel great about what 102 is in this class in a super, like, I think you feel that's a pretty big drop off as opposed to it being Jaden Daniels or Drake May, right? I think you feel better about one of those two guys going second, right? It's just that tier feels different. And so I would feel less, I would feel less good about it if McCarthy goes that high. And I think it's a bigger, that creates a bigger teardrop between one and two.
Okay, I put two polls up on Twitter, but because I'm going to be able to see the results and I want to kind of guess on the one we're going to do, do you want us to both guess on the poll results for this one or the Bijan Robinson one we have coming up next? We'll do one Twitter poll this week from it.
Let's do this one. I'm curious to see
Okay.
what the results on this
All
are.
right. So we have to select the result. What do you think the slant is on this
80-20 in
deal?
favor of 101.
Okay, I will go lower. I will go 73% on the 101 side. All right, so the results. Let's see what we got here. As I try to pull it up. Okay, so the result is, wow, Jordan. Send offers 70% to the 102 and 110 side.
Wow.
So you can easily trade up to one.
Apparently.
Based on, and again, you're outside the key part that we're both kind of talking about is you're outside the line. If this is
Right.
106, 102 and 106, like, and like you're saying, 101 gives you a lot of options, and trading down to get more rookie picks is one of those options, but not the best option.
Right. By the way, if you're sitting at 101 and you want to trade down, like tell the person that's at 102, like you want to come up, get a top six pick, right? Make 110 a top six pick. I'm not doing that work, right? Do whatever whoever did this to Minnesota, right? Like
Where
make
would
the
you trade
Minnesota
down
trade
to?
and then come talk to me, right? Like
Where would
you
you
do
trade
that.
down? How about let's do an algebra equation. You're at 101. What rookie pick would you slide down to plus, say, Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Wow.
Would you go to four?
I think I'd want to stay in the quarterback business.
Right?
Does
So you
that,
could
do
stay,
I
so you
get
could go
that
to
at
four.
four? Right? I get
Yeah.
that at four probably.
Well, you're saying stay in the quarterback
Three.
business. Like, I.
I think you're higher on JJ McCarthy than I am. I can't, this has been
I
a
really
today
am not, Jordan.
revelation.
I am not. But if you're telling me he just goes in the top five, that puts him into the top six or seven of this conversation. I would never, even if he goes 102, you actually said something a minute ago. You said if he goes 102, this throws all the machinery out of whack. I think that makes the machinery more whack. I think it makes it great.
More whack.
More whack. We need more whack ratio in this draft. And
I
I think
can't
if
wait to
McCarthy
clip
goes
that
too,
more
this is
whack,
going to be
like chanting more
glorious.
whack. It
I
would be
want the
great. It would be
most
great.
whack possible in this entire draft class. And what's going to be the whack? The whack is going to be Drake May at five with a Minnesota trade up. That's what I want.
I'm all
But you know
in.
what? If he, but here's the thing, if Drake May goes to Minnesota, I bet he's QB2 off the board. So that's going to be just chaos on wheels for me because I want him to be QB3 or four. And I don't, maybe New England has to be the landing spot for that. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. But I think that that makes the draft more interesting. I don't think it makes two more interesting, right? Like I don't think
No,
that
I was just talking
strengthens
about like my
two,
own personal strategy in
right.
a
I think that
Superflex draft.
makes you more interested in saying, fine, I'll trade to three and four, right? I think that would be the thing that I would think instead of saying, okay, two's more interesting if McCarthy goes with the second overall pick.
Do you think New England is the landing spot for a quarterback that is going to be deemed the worst? And un unless something else is really off kilter, that's going to be the last of these big three, big four, whatever quarterbacks off the board.
Yes.
That's the spot.
Yes.
If that's McCarthy, if that's Daniels, if that's May, whoever, that's probably the guy you're going to get the value on.
Yeah, I think if that's McCarthy, that sets up for it being like, okay, guys, I think the narrative develops, okay, guys overdrafted, and it's a terrible situation.
You might get him at 107,
Yeah, even deeper than
potentially.
that, right? That's
Okay.
like you land a couple of running backs on day two that go to good spots, and all of a
So
sudden
that
you're
would be the
like,
golden goose for if you're into pedigree equity
right. Xavier
and
Worthy
buying
goes
the
to Kansas
stink.
City. Like all of a sudden you put a couple of day two running backs in good spots. All of a sudden you're picking at 110, 111, and you're like, okay, like there's a quarterback available to me. Like that's
So the
if that's
best
a New England
combination
landing
is
spot, that's
okay.
a possible outcome.
So that is from a I want the most pedigree accrual possible. That's the best combo. JJ McCarthy to New England at three.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I think. Do you agree with me?
I think so, just because Mark McCarthy is coming, like he has more to overcome,
Yeah.
being the late riser, if you will, and being someone that doesn't, isn't viewed as the rushing upside. He's not quite as prototypical as Drake May. But I do. I don't think Jaden Daniels, if he go, I think with the rushing, he won't go as QB4, no matter what. Like if he
Yes.
goes to New England, I don't think that scenario happens. I do. What I do find interesting though is if the last quarterback drafted is to Minnesota, to in some iteration, I think that's going to be viewed as the best landing spot of the non-Bears, minimum of the non-Bears. So I think that actually has the favorite to be the QB2 off the board for rookie drafts.
Yes. Yes.
So that's going to be interesting that they're going to be, and that's why, putting them all in a similar bucket
Right.
of because if that's 105, if that's five and there were QBs at two and three, let's say.
Yes. Yeah. I still haven't gotten, it's been today that I really looked at the odds and said, my God, I think McCarthy's going to be a top five pick. Like I haven't come to that grip yet. Like, so it's going to take me a couple, like
You
I
haven't
need
all right yet.
96 hours to really readjust where I think on this class. When I saw that, 'cause I almost fell out of my chair when I saw those odds.
All right. Next up, and actually, I was able to view it without seeing the other results, so we can do a poll mania on this one.
Okay.
105 and 107 in Superflex, so both inside of, well, no tight end premium, but we're still looking at that's four quarterbacks plus the three wide receivers. You're still right there without even running back one. So consider that we got five and seven for Bijan Robinson and Mike Evans.
So my grandmother turned
Oh no.
86 this weekend. Actually,
Don't run her over,
yesterday we had her
Jordan.
birthday,
Don't
and
run
I
her
would
over.
have if Bijan Robinson and Mike Evans were behind her, I would have hurdled her and not worried about if I hit her. Except it's straight. I would have been all in. Sorry, Grandma.
Okay.
I would have been all in on trying to hurdle the table to get to accept the Bijan side of this deal.
Okay.
Would have
Yeah,
loved
Mike
it.
Evans is a nice happy accident in that second
Absolutely.
spot of the deal, right?
Absolutely.
Probably going to
Yeah.
outproduce for the next couple of years at least. He's probably going to outproduce at least one of those quote unquote big three wide receivers.
Yes. Yep.
All right. So Bijan heavily. What do you think the poll result is going to be?
I
Since you were
bet.
so accurate on the first one.
I bet people like the picks more than this. I bet this is like 60-40 in favor of Bijan.
You were only off by 50%, by the way, on the first one.
I said 80. What you
You said
said?
80 and it was 30 for that side. So
Wait, hold on. The 102 side was a third. It was 70 in favor of the
it was
package.
70-30 to the 102 side. That's what I said.
Oh wow, I misheard you. Oh
Oh
my.
yeah, you were off by 80%.
Oh
I mean, you're off by
my.
50%.
Okay.
It's
Well,
hard to be
I'm
off
not
by
super in
more.
touch. I'm a contrarian, so I don't understand these people. So
People love picks.
they love
And
picks.
also, you're forgetting, people love Marvin Harrison.
That's true. That's
People
true.
love him. All right, so this one, you say 60-40?
I guess so.
60-40 Bijan. I'm gonna go ahead of you this time. I'm gonna go 65. I'm gonna go
Okay.
65 on the Bijan side.
Okay.
Result, 75% Bijan side.
Okay. All right. I got a little
So this
scared.
one's
I got a little
more
scared.
slanted than the other one.
I got a little scared. Okay.
All
All
right.
right.
All right. Now, the two of the most traded players over the last few weeks, Justin Fields and Diontae Johnson. So I wanted to throw in one of each for trading this week. Justin Fields and Kenneth Walker for Kirk Cousins and a 24 second.
Cousins.
Okay.
Cousins.
Do you view it as
That's the
Walker for
only
Cousins
guarantee in
and
the
Fields for
deal.
second?
That's the only guarantee in the deal, would be kind of how I'd view this.
Okay.
Because I don't know what Ken Walker is, and there's a huge spread between him and Charbonnet that I don't think exists. I think Walker's probably one of the more overrated players in Dynasty right now, overvalued guys, because I don't think there's a ton of certainty on him, and I think the market's pricing in a ton of certainty. So I'm super concerned about that. Cousins is the biggest guarantee. I understand Walker's price more than him, but I Cousins is the only thing in this deal that's guaranteed. And like, I don't know, I think
And it's
the
a premium
Fields,
position. You can
it's
make
a
up
premium
Kenneth
position.
Walker.
Right. Like, yeah. And again, Kenneth Walker, like, what's success look like? Top, he finishes running back five. Like, success might look like ETN. And I don't even, like, I would take the under on that. But, like, you can still get to that in other roster construction ways. I don't, like, you don't have a starting quarterback. You trade Fields and Kenneth Walker and get Cousins. Like, that's an easy, and a second, right? Like, that's fine.
More on this on Running Back Roundup when it comes out here for Dynasty Think Tank on the premium side. But do you think Zach Charbonnet could take the job without an
Yes.
injury in the
Yes.
Seattle? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And we got Diontae Johnson, a straightforward deal for Nick Chubb.
So one of my favorite times of year is Mike Clay's initial projections because he lists them out like by team. And so I go team by team and just I did 99 reactions to it this week on an AOD podcast, which
Wow.
was really fun.
About three per team.
The reaction to Nick Chubb was 11 games was the thing that I saw that I was like, wow.
Well, that's a pup list, right? That's a pup list designation, which we were concerned about with Deonta Foreman coming in, right?
That is absolutely true. And by the way, one of the other things that I was doing this week was the running back, or sorry, the value in redraft versus best ball, right? Your kind of redraft versus your redraft best ball ADP versus your dynasty ADP. The biggest running back disparity, right? The biggest negative equity in dynasty ranking versus redraft ranking is Nick Chubb. 20 at Fantasy Calc, 33 at FFPC for a running back his age. Color me
Yeah.
skeptical. I think I
That
would take Diontae
should be like a
Johnson.
rookie running back or something, that sort
Yes.
of disparity.
Yeah, that's a classic falling profile. Give me Diontae Johnson.
Yeah, I mean a guy that, it should be what? Top five projection for targets, a guy that could finish higher than that, and yeah, Nick Chubb, 28 years old, going to be turn 29 in season, coming off a significant injury that could be pup list bound, and they just added a viable running back. And
I
Jerome
can't
Ford
wait
isn't
to
a
bet
slouch either.
Diontae Johnson to lead the league in receptions because I'm
You
it's going to
can't
be like
wait to
80 to 1. We're going to be
80 to
all
one.
in. We're going to be all in. We're
Wow.
going to be all in. Going to be all
Yeah.
in. So.
Yeah, the current I looked at the football guy's projection has Nick Chubb with 12 games, 800 yards rushing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Far cry. Not your
Yeah.
typical beasting 1500 yards, 12 touchdown Nick Chubb from a couple years ago.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah. Comes at you fast, and he's a guy that doesn't catch passes.
Correct.
That's tough.
Yep.
All right. So premium side of Dynasty Think Tank this week, patreon.com/DynastyThinkTank. And you always mention, I mean, there's a Rolodex. We talk about things that are generally pretty liquid, pretty Fail safe in terms of you can listen 2 weeks later, still viable information for dynasty team building, NFL in that regard. We don't do a lot of hot takey. This is going to expire in 16 hours with our content. So this week, again, talking about a lot of longer lens stuff with Dak Prescott and some other dynasty team building and NFL team building type situations. Thanks for listening this week to Dynasty Tank Tank. As always, you can rate and review us. That's the way to freely, for a couple seconds of your time, give back, help the algorithmic overlords. You can follow us on Twitter as well, at Chad Parsons NFL, at McNamara Dynasty. We have our own Dynasty content streams, much appreciated as you listen to this show as well, analyticsofdynasty.com and uthdynasty.com. As always, unlock your ceiling and seek elite results.